Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Overpromise with Kavino and Rich, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code OVERPROMISED, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Oh, what's going on? The first Overpromised of 2024.
Yo, what it do? What's going on? Yo, happy to be here, but not really. I'm a little under the weather. Not how I wanted to start the new year, but that's why I'm here in this little studio of mine. Overpromised, our bonus podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. And like he said, happy new year to you.
Get that shit out of the way. Get that sickness behind you. That way you're not sick the rest of the year.
Yeah, man. I already said big things in store for 2024 and big things in store for our bonus show today, like sports conspiracies. And guess what? Of all people, Aaron Rodgers is involved.
Oh, you know, you just had me think of something else, because I was thinking of other conspiracies. There's other sports conspiracies I believe in. So perfect. Can't wait.
Nice. But
I do want to start with a story about Joe Flacco. And by the way, I do have your DraftKings parlay and your national championship pick and everything. So hang tight for that.
Of course, we're going to talk Joe Flacco, because he's in the news feeling like the old guy. He's not even that old. It's like Derek Jeter said, Rich, you're the old guy on the field, the young guy in life. It's a weird place to be, because, you know, on the football field, he looks like he's 136 years old. But he's really still a young man.
Nothing hurts my feelings more than when they talk about how old an athlete is. And I'm like, I'm a couple years older than him.
Yeah. And there's a reason why I started the show by saying, yo, what it do and all this stuff. Because sometimes I feel when you're dealing with younger players and younger colleagues, I think you need to adjust. Basically, Joe Flacco said if he messed up in high school, he could be some of these kids on the team's father. He could be their dad.
That's pretty funny. I think about that when I'm sitting around Fox Sports Radio. I'm like, yo, these young editor dudes that are like 20. I'm like, yep. If my college girlfriend and I had an oopsie daisy, you could be my son.
I think that's a whoopsie doodle.
Yeah, whoopsie doodle. Well, listen, yeah. Joe Flacco talked about it. Take a listen to Joey Flacco.
If I messed up in high school, I mean, I could be these kids' dads, you know, it's like, it's, so there is, you know, there's something that, you know, they probably do look at me a little bit differently just because of that, to get a sense of what kind of impact, who knows. I'm just being myself and trying to help them win games. And I think when you're yourself, that's the best chance you have to impact people. So hopefully I've had something.
What's interesting, Covino, he said, I don't know. And it's funny he said that because yesterday my wife and I are walking around the mall and we see a bunch of teenagers at, you know, at the food court shopping. And my wife said to me, she goes, what do you think they think of us? Because my wife's a good looking woman. And she's like, do they look at me like the old lady? Or do they say, oh, she's like, she looks good for her age. You don't know. Joey Flacco doesn't know. So I know you posed the question. Do you lean into the I'm the old guy or do you try to act like you're the 20 something?
Well, I think you adjust and I'll explain why. But I also want to reemphasize that if you're in that age range of a Joey Flacco or maybe our age, a little older, you're in that perfect pocket of awesome. You know, and that's what gives Joey Flacco the benefit because he has the experience that they don't have, the wisdom that they don't have, but he's not old and out of it. You know what I mean? He's not the old guy. He can relate to the old guy, but he has the physical abilities and the mindset of a young guy. That's the perfect place to be, and that's how all of us in this generation will prosper. I mean, we gotta lean into that.
I try to convince myself of that every day, Covino. I'm like, well, you know, if you're roughly 40, you have the wisdom and your body hasn't given up on you yet, but you're not some old timer yet.
Right. That's your advantage. So if you're gonna lean into anything, lean into that advantage that a lot of our generation has. Now, Joey Flacco, again, he's still a young dude, but old compared to these players. So I understand how he feels. But the question, like Rich said, do you lean into being the old guy? Like, yeah, I'm the old guy. Or do you make the adjustments? I am pro make the adjustments all the way, Rich, because not only will it better your relationships with your younger colleagues and make you more relatable, but it makes you more relatable and betters your relationships like with your kids. If you have kids, I think they keep you on your toes and you want to speak or at least understand their language a little bit. And then that bridges the gap between you and them.
I mean, you want to dress age appropriate. You don't want to look like, you know, that famous picture of Steve Buscemi where he's in a high school locker room area.
Yeah, that's how those kids saw you and your wife. Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up, my dudes? But no, but is Joey Flacco saying things like, yeah, no cap. Yeah, that's a little sus. Yo, hit him with the riz. Like, is he breaking out the young kid lingo? Because that would be pretty lame.
He's like, you know why the Browns are going to take it all the way, bros? And you're like, why, Flacco? He's like, because we're built different. That's why. Because we got that dog in us. That's why. So, no, you don't have to go overboard with it. But I think you make the adjustments to make them comfortable and to keep yourself relevant. Yeah. And relevance is a choice, as we've always said. You got to stay relevant to earn and gain their respect, and that respect becomes mutual as a result. In fact, I think anyone that leans into the old guy is freaking a lame-o, dude. Go be old somewhere else. You have plenty of time in your life to be an old guy. And well, that time isn't right now if you're still, you know, shooting for a Super Bowl.
Dude, it's a fine line, though, between being the relevant guy in his late 30s, veteran that's still a cool dude versus that video that Spot just showed of Steve Buscemi. Hey, how do you do, fellow kids? Like, you don't want to be that guy. But again, thin line between balancing this. And I think Joey Flacco is doing a good job. He looks great. He's playing great. And, you know, the Browns could be the sleeper AFC team. People wonder who could possibly take out the Ravens. I don't know. Your division rival who plays you a couple times a year. I like the Browns in the postseason. So we'll
he's
see.
A great story. He's playing great. He's a great leader for this team. And some of the Browns fans are saying the best thing that has happened to Cleveland in a long time. So props to him. And again, an old man, older man on the field. Was he 36?
38
or 36? 38. You know, but a young man in life. So that's a perfect place to be. Lean into that.
All right, now I have a parlay and a teaser bet courtesy of our friends at DraftKings. Don't forget code OVERPROMISED. Now, this is the, yo, we got to finish the job money line. There's a few teams this weekend in the NFL, Covino, that, okay, yo, they got to hit them with the riz. They have no cap, my dude. They have to finish the job they started.
Finish the job dead ass.
Dead ass is right. There's three teams that I like straight up winning. Forget the point spreads. Forget the two or four or three. A three-team money line parlay. They just need to win. And these are teams that I want to see in the postseason and I think will be in the postseason. And let's start with one of those Saturday games. Texans at Colts. As much as Gardner Minshew's fun, I love the whole Mason, the Crosby clip where he's like, not Mason Crosby. That's the kicker. I like the Crosby clip where he's like, yo, he called me a little ass dude again. I like what Gardner Minshew's doing. They're a fun team, but you don't want to see CJ Stroud in the
playoffs. They're a fun team, but the Colts are big dreaming, my guy. Big dreaming.
Stop it. Texans. I like them on the road to just get to the postseason. So I like the Texans over the Colts. Now, this should be a layup. The points aren't a lot, but I like the money line. Bucks at the Panthers. If your boy Baker Mayfield wins this game, they clinch that garbage NFC South, and then they'll solidify their matchup with the Eagles wild card weekend. So Bucks, Panthers, I like the Bucks money line. And Jordan Love, a guy that started the year as, well, it doesn't look like he's the answer, is starting to look like more of the answer. And everyone's sort of eating their words a little bit.
Are you kidding me? Now the narrative he's the franchise. Yeah. He's the franchise now. It's amazing. What a turnaround.
Dude, he went from like a dud that even guys
from
on our
dud
own network
to stud.
Even guys on our own network that I respect talked about how like, I've seen what I need to see. They're going to move on from this guy quick. Now he's got his New Year's Eve hat on. He's sipping champagne, and Jordan Love looks like the dude. So I like the Packers to beat the Bears in Lambeau. That would solidify a playoff spot for them. They got that wild card on the line. So Packers, Bucks, Texans, lock that up. Money line 100 pays 322. So 100 bucks will win you 322 bucks. And I think that's pretty freaking solid bet, if you ask me. I mean, where does that go wrong, Covino? Colts, Texans, that could go either way. But, I mean, I'd be shocked if the Packers don't finish the job at home and the Bucks don't beat up on the lowly Panthers. So, lock that in. And now, let me direct your attention to the national championship that's going down on Monday. I like Harbaugh. He's my dude. I'm a Niners guy, so I like Jim Harbaugh. Looks like no matter what, after that game, there's speculation that he's going right to the NFL again. But he wants to finish that job at Michigan. We're talking about two teams that haven't been there in decades. Michigan, Washington. Washington's on a 21-game win streak. Michael Penix Jr., here's the fun fact. There's some analysts that are saying he could be a first-round pick, and then there's other people saying, nah, he'll be like third or fourth round. So if you don't think this kid's playing for where he's drafted, if you don't think that, you're out of your mind, because this kid's playing, he's going to be playing his heart out, and he is doing things that only Mahomes has done as far as back-to-back years in college, throwing for over 4,500 yards. So I like Michael Penix Jr. I like Harbaugh. It's going to be a battle. So here's what I did. I took the over 49.5, and I like Washington getting 10.5. Washington's a 4.5-point underdog. So I like Washington with all those points. And I feel like a lot of these national championships, Covino, they are shootouts. People score a lot of points. These are two fun teams to watch. So I'm going to go over 49.5 and plus 10.5 for Washington. Those, my friends, are your picks of the week. The
got nice
job parlay and a little teaser for the national championship. And DraftKings Sportsbook, as you know, an official sports betting partner, the NFL playoffs, which are a week away, bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet just $5 on any game, and you're going to get 200 instantly in bonus bets.
It's electrifying. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code OVERPROMISE. New customers can bet just $5, get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code OVERPROMISE. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
I ask you every week, Kavino. Where does it go wrong?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Something will go wrong, though. Something will, based on...
Come on, dude. I hope not.
I hope not. But thank you again. We're Kavino and Rich from Fox Sports Radio, 2 to 4 on the West, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 on the East. This is our bonus podcast. Again, Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page if you're listening. So check it out and watch it. And if you're watching it, be sure to follow. Just search Kavino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And again, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Happy New Year. Now, Rich, we got to talk conspiracies. We're gearing up for the Super Bowl, and there's a big one. This has been going on for a few months, though, this conspiracy. But then Aaron Rodgers started talking about it recently. Aaron Rodgers in the news a lot recently.
Him and Jimbo Kimmel. Yeah, they're not best buddies.
No, not at all. So it goes back to Miami. I don't know if it's happened before, but it starts in Miami. We were there, the Miami Super Bowl. They announced the Super Bowl is going to be in Miami, and then they released the logo to the Super Bowl. And the colors on the logo were orange and yellow. And who's in the Super Bowl that year? The Bengals and the Rams.
I don't want to be stat boy, but that wasn't in Miami.
Where was that one?
Miami was the 49ers Chiefs because I was there. It was the year after that.
So the year after
that. It was two years after that. Not to play stat ball. You know what it is, dude? COVID blew your mind by 3 years.
Exactly.
The COVID years, because it was that. And then the year after that was Tampa and Kansas City. You know what it is? COVID made everyone forget years of their life.
Oh, absolutely. Living in a time warp. But then they announced, you know, the colors were going to be green and red, and it was the Eagles and the Chiefs. And then they announced this year's Super Bowl in Vegas, which we're going to be at, and the colors are red and purple. And people are like, so does that mean it's going to be the 49ers and the Ravens? Just adding to that scripted NFL scripted conspiracy that people love to talk about.
I certainly hope so, being a Niners fan, but
I mean, for a second, it was maybe 49ers Vikings
in the NFC championship. Yeah. I mean, maybe it was Cardinals versus who knows?
Cardinals Vikings. Exactly.
But that wouldn't even make that's an NFC championship game too. My point is, I saw this and I was like, really, what is this nonsense? Cause then I'm asking myself, did they make the logos after the teams were announced? Like, why are we making it seem like the logo is already out there? Is that for a fact? We don't know. And then Aaron Rodgers starts talking about it.
Exactly.
And Aaron Rodgers falls victim like we all do, just watching stuff on TikTok and Instagram. And he's on McAfee show, and this is what he says.
Don't deserve it.
I will say, Pat and fellas, that if the Super Bowl is Baltimore and San Fran, and I tell you what, that Super Bowl 59 emblem better have Jet Green on it, because I know you've seen that one, Connor. That's a real interesting.
Yeah.
Now, it is really interesting. I think there's a little bit of juice to it. I think they do decide those colors prior. That's the way it's been, no? Because I've already seen the logo. The logo is red and purple.
I mean, in each of the last two Super Bowls, the colors of the logo have matched the colors of the champions. And no one's confirming or denying if that logo's made way ahead of time or not. But Aaron Rodgers is in on it. But McAfee looked a little befuddled. But it made you think, like, what are the conspiracies you believe in? Because I hate when people say, oh, it's rigged, it's scripted. That shit bothers me. But there are things I do believe are conspiracies. I really do. And you'd be amazed what people believe. I saw an article that Jason Kelce, Covino, said he was stretching on the field. And he was, you know, shooting the shit with one of his coaches. And he goes, hey, coach, how many people do you think believe the earth is flat? And he goes, probably no one, right? He took like sort of a casual poll of the guys on the team. And he's like, yo, there's a lot of players in the NFL. You'd be shocked how many think the earth is flat.
All right. I mean, it's a fun one and you hear about it all the time, but I think you're a bozo if you think that.
Darius Again,
that's
Slay.
That's just me personally. I love conspiracies and so does Aaron Rodgers, clearly, but yeah. I don't believe all of them. If you'd like to discuss them, that's fine.
I mean, Kyrie said the earth is flat back in the day. He pulled back since and sort of, you know, backpedaled a little bit. But there have been a lot of NFL and NBA players that have said, yeah, earth is flat. Like, that's one of them that you have to ask yourself.
I mean, you could fall down a rabbit hole of this stuff between conspiracies and Mandela effects. Social media is full of them. One of my favorites, Rich, is a recent one. Actually, speaking of recent, just this week, speaking of Miami, just this week, a buttload of police were called to a mall in Miami, and no one really knows why. I mean, like 50, 60 cop cars, they closed it down, shots were being fired, and they're saying this week that there was sightings of 8 to 10 foot creatures in the mall.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look it up on social media. But that being said, one of my favorites from this past year was those Peruvian aliens that they unveiled in Mexico. I love that. That was fantastic. Come on, those little Peruvian aliens that they unveiled. I thought that was great.
I mean, I'm down when it comes to conspiracies. I love the alien UFO shit. That's some of my favorite stuff. Some of the ones I can't get behind, Covino, is you ever hear people say that birds aren't real?
Yes.
That's the weirdest one to me. There are people that think birds are all drones operated by the government.
I think you're a little cuckoo's nest, pun intended.
It's fine. Is that the little alien or is that cake?
Oh, no, it was cake all along.
Oh, is it an alien or is it cake?
I love that story, though, man. Look, to not believe them, that's fine. That's your choice. But to, like, dismiss them, then you're just lame because they're fun to speculate on regardless. I love these conspiracies.
You know, Area 51, I feel like you're on board.
Yes, absolutely. Something happened because after that crash is when we made a lot of advancements in technology with fiber optics and Kevlar and everything else. You know, computers then started to take off. So I think we did a lot of reverse engineering, reverse technology to figure out based on a crash that may have happened there. I do believe that one a little bit. I think that one has some juice.
JFK, I think there's more than meets the eye. I think there's shenanigans behind JFK's assassination.
Shenanigans for sure. Yeah, there's definitely reason for those conspiracies.
What about your best pal, Jesse Ventura? What about Denver Airport?
Hold on. Why is he my best
pal? You love Jesse the Body.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're BFFs. You're right, yeah.
But doesn't he say the Denver Airport's like a hub for the Illuminati?
Well, you know, there's those weird murals that are painted there and everything, and there's some weird story about the Bronco. Didn't the Bronco like kill somebody? Didn't it fall and kill the creator or something like that? I've heard lots of random tales about that airport and lots of random things. Probably on the show Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body.
There we are, best friends.
Yeah, look at him. He's leaning towards you a little bit more in that photo. Covino, yes. You're my dude.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me give you a couple more, Covino. In the world of sports, because I wasn't even thinking sports, and then you and Spotty were saying sports earlier. There are two that I'm like, I might believe that whole story of, I know it's a legend and he gets really upset about it and doesn't like talking about it, but that whole story of Cal Ripken Jr. and how he walked in on his wife with Kevin Costner and they canceled an Orioles game so his streak would stay alive. Like that to me, I don't know why. I feel like there's something there.
That's a juicy story. I feel like there's something there too, Rich. And is he with Jewel now? Is that the story now? Spot, isn't he dating Jewel?
Yeah, Kevin Costner's dating Jewel now.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, wow. Rich, but that's the update. But I do love that Cal Ripken story. What's the other one?
The other one I believe in is that the Knicks were so desperate for a superstar that in the 80s, that draft where they got Patrick Ewing, the Knicks envelope was either bent or frozen where whoever put their hand, they could feel that it was cold. Listen, would you put it past the NBA saying, listen, our New York City Knicks franchise is in need of a star? That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's a big scramble. There's a lot of envelopes you're feeling around. You're trying to feel the cold one.
I believe it.
That's a lot to pull off. I mean, but I have heard that story. And again, it raises the question based on the Super Bowl logo and is the NFL scripted? Which ones, Overpromise Nation, Fox Sports Radio Nation, do you believe in? Which ones do you just find to be fun? Which ones are ridiculous? Let us know.
I mean, I hope this is the Niners, but I don't know if I want my team to play the Ravens. So, I mean, can Lamar Jackson stub his toe before then?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to conspiracy theories, what about the ones where musicians have died and people say there's like a clone, like Avril Lavigne, Paul McCartney? Haven't there been ones where they're like, yeah, it's not really them?
You hear that a lot. Yeah, I mean, you hear that Tupac's still alive, right? So, I mean, I'm not buying
likely,
into that.
Who do you believe is more likely to still be alive? Tupac, Michael Jackson, or what was the other one you said? Tupac, Michael Jackson, or Elvis?
Elvis maybe would be the most fun because there's a lot of conspiracy there. But, Rich, I just thought of another one, too. How about this? This might be my favorite sports conspiracy, that O.J. Simpson is Khloe Kardashian's real dad. That's my favorite one.
Oh, boy. She's denied it, but they were close, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's a conspiracy. I'm not saying it's a fact.
Just when you thought the Kardashians couldn't get more juicy, imagine OJ's on like the next season, like, I'm your real dad.
It's a fun one.
All right. Well, hey, anything you missed, you can always catch at Covino on Rich, and we appreciate you watching and hanging with us here on Overpromised. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. And again, all the feedback. We'd love to hear from you guys. Happy New Year. Thank you, DraftKings. Until next week, enjoy your final week of the NFL season and the national championship. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
Bye.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.